When it comes to the global drug trade, Iran is in an unenviable position. Just over its eastern border is Afghanistan, a leading cultivator of the red poppy flowers that produce opium. The smuggling of opium heroin across Iran into Europe is a long-time problem, but it has intensified since the Taliban fundamentalists took control of nearly all of Afghanistan. The Iranian government is spending millions of dollars to combat the trade, but complains that it's a losing battle. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
A government-sponsored trip to Iran's eastern border means an armed escort. Police in beige camouflage man a machine gun mounted on the back of a pickup truck. The parched desert range of foothills has become a virtual war zone as Afghanistan's armed drug lords seek to force their goods through. Along the border, Iran has strung barbed wire, built concrete barriers, and dug canals to little avail. As the police arrive at the isolated mud village of Rale Poktuk, the government's latest answer to the smugglers is on display. A dozen middle-aged and older men line up proudly to greet the police. Each wears disheveled fatigues and cradles a Kalashnikov. This is Rale Poktuk's anti-drug militia. Among hundreds of such groups of farmers and shepherds armed in the past 2 years to fight the trade from Afghanistan. 62-year-old Mohammed Ghulami heads this group and explains a main goal is self-protection. Until recently, he says, the traffickers would come near town to harass people. They'd steal cattle, or sometimes even kidnap villagers, then demand money. Now, Rale Poktuk's militia has its AK-47s, as well as machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades to fend off the armed smugglers. Every day, they patrol the dirt roads into the village, stopping any strangers. An upstairs room with cots and a wireless radio is manned round the clock. The village militiamen call into headquarters when they note anything suspicious. It's an effort to trace and track down smugglers that often does pay off. But as Iran has stepped up its efforts, so have the narcotics traders. Mohammed Fallah heads Iran's National Drug Control Program. He describes one of the most popular smuggling techniques, the narco camel caravan.
When a camel gives birth to a baby, they keep the baby and they take the camel to Afghanistan and Pakistan through safe routes.
Once across the border, Fallah says the traders tie other camels behind the mother camel and load the caravan with drugs. Then, as camels can do, the mother desperately retraces the exact route back to the spot where her baby was stolen from her. The smugglers watch safely from mountaintops, avoiding possible arrest. Complicating Iran's efforts is the fact that hundreds of local villagers cooperate with smugglers. Jails here are full of those caught. Economist Faraburz Raisdana has just completed a study for the United Nations Drug Control Program in Iran and says the root problem is poverty.
Because many of them are traffickers, not because they are real mafia, the mafia from Sicily or Chicago, because they are hungry, they are nothing. They are helping traffickers only for small amount of food.
Rais Dana has advised what he calls a social approach by finding ways to create better jobs. Drug czar Mohammed Fallah believes the same applies to Afghanistan, where poor farmers know little else but growing poppy. He says last year Iran began giving Afghani farmers training, seeds, fertilizers, and even declared it would buy their new agricultural products at an inflated price. But the amount of aid is tiny, and with no international donations forthcoming, Fallah worries the program will fail. Under international pressure, Afghanistan has recently clamped down on poppy production, but few here expect this will last. And so Iran's anti-drug officials expect their country will continue paying a heavy price in this seemingly unwinnable battle. Back in Rale Poktuk, as one militiaman disassembles his Kalashnikov, others tell of colleagues killed in the line of duty. In all, more than 3,000 militiamen, police, and army officers have died in the past two decades. Local militia head Mohammed Ghulami dismisses the dangers of his new work. He says a few months ago he received a phone call from a drug smuggler who threatened to kill him.
He said, bring your weapon here. We have weapon, you have weapon. We take our chances together.
Gholami has no doubt that one day the two will face off. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Raleigh Pokhtuk, Iran.